I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Why did the engineer put the Coke bottle through a meat grinder? That's no joke being set up. General Electric inventors churned glass bottles into dust, hoping to solve America's out-of-control garbage problem. In the early 1900s, Americans produced record-setting rotting piles of food waste. With haphazard trash pickup services struggling to keep pace with the waste, GE proposed a solution. Install a meat grinder in the kitchen sink to mulch food waste and send it on to the local wastewater plant. The GE Garbage Disposal disposed all waste. In 1950, the town of Jasper, Indiana, mandated disposers in all homes and banned all organic waste from the landfill. Other towns and cities followed suit. However, the glut of food waste quickly choked up pipes and overwhelmed sewage plants. With entire sewage and sanitation infrastructures on the brink of collapse, disposers were banned from many places. Nearly 100 years after GE's first disposer prototype, the data is clear. Sending food waste down the drain is a catalyst for climate catastrophes. It sparks algal blooms in waterways and injects greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. By reducing food waste and recycling all scraps and leftovers into compost, ordinary people can curb catastrophes. And that's no joke. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.